from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, dive teams resume their search today for more wreckage from the sightseeing helicopter that crashed into the Hudson River, killing six people. Meantime, the NTSB has a go team on site to investigate after the chopper was seen falling apart midair before going into the river yesterday afternoon off Jersey City. Agustin Escobar, president and CEO of a tech company in Spain, his wife and three children were killed along with the pilot. A man from Ecuador has been sentenced to New Jersey State Prison for attempted murder.
The Union County prosecutor said Thursday that 23-year-old Nelson Lata Sanchez had been sentenced to 7 years in state prison. The Ecuadorian native pleaded guilty to attempted murder in connection with an incident in Elizabeth last June. Police found the victim, an 18-year-old woman, suffering with severe injuries after getting a 911 call from an apartment on Fulton Street. Lata Sanchez was arrested at the scene. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A husband and wife both killed Thursday afternoon in a car crash in Jackson that also left a woman and a young child seriously injured. Police say the 67-year-old Toms River man and his 61-year-old wife were driving on Toms River Road just before 2 p.m. when another car driven by a 24-year-old Jackson woman allegedly drifted into their lane, crashing into the couple's car. They both died. The Jackson woman and a 4-year-old girl inside her vehicle suffered serious injuries. Democrat Senator Adam Schiff is calling for an insider trading investigation into the Trump administration. The move from several Democratic lawmakers comes after President Trump put a pause on tariffs.
The question is, who knew what the president was going to do? And did people around the president trade stock knowing the incredible gyration the market was about to go through?
Schiff points to a Wednesday morning social media post from President Trump just minutes after the markets opened that read, quote, "It's a great day to buy DJT." Aside from the post referencing buying while the market was low, DJT is Trump's initials and the ticker symbol for his public media company. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Sunday looks to be the better day of the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I'm happy to report all our recent rain is worth it. We've seen a big improvement to New Jersey's drought status for the first time since October. None of the state is in the extreme drought category. Only half of New Jersey to the north and the south still officially in drought. It's great news. And we've got more rain on the way. Spotty showers and drizzles so far today. As we move into this afternoon, steadier rain will bubble up from the south. High temperatures today only reaching the mid-40s. Tonight looks especially wet and windy, with periods of steady to heavy rain likely. Lows generally around 40. Now, it is possible in North Jersey that we see some snowflakes mixed in. North of Interstate 80, maybe even some light accumulations if it's cold enough. For tomorrow, showers will linger all day, cloudy and miserably cool, only in the 40s. Sunday, the brighter, better day of the weekend, will push into the mid-50s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now it's 43 in Orange, 43 in Hillsborough, 45 in Toms River.
Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help, with locations that are all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And they've got same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. You can check them out at trinity-rehab.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.